Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God the Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The fifth word from the cross is a word of suffering. I thirst. Now this is genuine human pain. The parched lips of our humanity desiccated by the dry desert of our sin. Now don't imagine that Jesus had some special exemption from suffering because he was the Son of God. No, the opposite is true. His pain is all our pain, which is combined in one person. He has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. He is the sufferer who embodies all suffering, bearing in his own wounded flesh the suffering and sickness of humanity, fallen in decay and in death. And so he thirsts. This is ironic, of course. He refreshed the wedding day at Cana with wine from water. He promised living water to the Samaritan woman at Jacob's well, water of which one may drink and never be thirsty again. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water, welling up to eternal life, he says. He declared at the Feast of Tabernacles, as they were sprinkling the altar with water, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." He who is the fountain and source of living water is now thirsty. His strength is dried up like a potsherd. His tongue cleaves to the roof of his mouth. He is laid dry in the dust of death, as the psalmist would say. And so he thirsts for us. His thirst is for our sanctification. And so his thirst has become our refreshment. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, he says. So his pain quenches our lips, too parched to praise, and our throats, which are too dry to confess. There is living water that flows out of the dryness of his thirst, a stream of living water released from his side, water that pours into the wilderness, bringing resurrection and life to Israel's dry and dusty bones. But for Jesus, in his hour of suffering, in the darkness, stricken, smitten, and afflicted, there is only thirst. Now he healed the sick. He alleviated the pain and suffering. He looked with compassion and mercy on the sufferer, on the leper, on the woman with a hemorrhage, on Peter's mother-in-law with a fever, on the demonized, the tormented souls. He looked on them all with compassion, seeing in their suffering the ravages of our sin and the signs of our death. And so the lips that once spoke blessing and peace are now chapped and they are broken. The tongue that once proclaimed the kingdom of God is now thick with dryness. The throat that shouted the good news that God's reign had come with his coming was now dry as the devil's wind. And of that suffering he healed. All of that suffering he healed, and he now bears in his own body that same suffering. And so he cries out in need, "I thirst." The one who was Lord of all, caretaker of all, the one who brought forth the sea and the dry land, cries out into to the darkness in helplessness and despair. Will anyone hear him? Will anyone attend to him in his time of agony? His only physicians are the soldiers who stand nearby, half drunk, on their watch. They're swigging from their jug of cheap wine that's already gone sour, and it's unfit to properly grace any table. Now, you may be tempted to see this as a cold and callous act, but if we think about this again, this was all that the soldiers had to give him. They could have simply stood there and watched while passing the bottle amongst themselves. That would have been the callous and cruel thing to do. But they shared what they had with Jesus. Perhaps they sensed something of their own solidarity. They were losers as Roman soldiers go, or they wouldn't have been on crucifixion duty. Jesus was a loser too, by all appearances, a failed Messiah who is now facing his tortured death. Perhaps there was an ounce of compassion in the hearts of these soldiers. Give the poor man a drink before he dies. It's the least we can do. So they hoist up the last of their wine on a sponge to his dry lips. I tell you, Jesus said, when he was in the upper room with his disciples on the night of his betrayal, I will not drink again of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. The fruit of the vine again touches his lips. It is sour wine, yes, but the fruit of the vine nonetheless. The kingdom of God is come. The reign of God is established in Jesus' death. He drinks one last toast in this old creation before he dies. He drinks the bitter cup so that we might drink of his sweet new wine. Take and drink. This is my blood of the covenant. He gives his sacred blood for wine, a foretaste of that great feast to come, when wine will flow in unending joy in the marriage supper of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. He drinks the stinging cup of our human woe, of our suffering and our misery, so that we might be refreshed and renewed by his cup of life. So remember him in his thirst, of course, when you are in pain, when the most the world can offer you is a drink of sour wine, when your suffering seems unquenchable. Remember Jesus in his thirst, thirsting for your salvation, and know this: you are never alone in your time of need and in your time of suffering. The suffering servant is ever there with you, even though you may not detect it in your senses or even in your reason. You may not see it, but he is there with you according to his promise. Think of him in your time of spiritual thirst, when your prayers and devotions are dried up like a potsherd, when your tongue clings to the roof of your mouth, silencing your hymns of praise. Come to him, to the font of living water that flowed from his pierced side, to the font of your baptism, to the chalice of his supper, where he refreshes you with his body and with his blood. And do not let anything get between you and his cup, for he will quench your thirst as no one else can. Remember also those Roman soldiers who tended to Jesus' dying request. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. He is the one who thirsts, who cries out for a cup of cool water in the heat of the day. And the poor man who has no food or drink to sustain him, Jesus is there, hidden in the least, for you to serve, and you have been served by him. As you did it to one of the least of these, my brothers, you did it to me. And you never know when the voice of the suffering servant will call out to you, I thirst. And when you hear it, stand ready to give him a cup of refreshment. For your thirst and agony, your cry in time of need, for your drinking the sour wine of our disobedience, to its dregs that we might seek and find refreshment for our souls in you, all thanks and praise to you, most holy Jesus. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all our human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds with Christ Jesus, life everlasting. Amen.